It was Derek who answered the door when I rang. He froze, just gawped at me with his big, dumb, syrupy brown eyes until I finally said, "Hi, Derek."
"Hey, Andy."
The U kids had always called Lori and me by our first names, a permissive practice I never quite got used to and which, under the current circumstances, grated all the more.
"Can I talk to you a minute?"
Again, Derek seemed unable to formulate any answer at all. He stared at me. From the kitchen, Derek's dad, David Yu, called,
"Derek, who is it?"
"It's all right, Derek," I reassured him. His panic seemed almost comical. Why on earth was he so rattled? He had seen me 1,000 times.
"Derek, who is it?"
I heard a chair scrape along the kitchen floor. David Yu came out into the front hall, and with a hand placed lightly around the back of Derek's neck, he drew his son back away from the door.
"Hi, Andy."
"Hi, David."
"Was there something we can do for you?"
"I just wanted to talk to Derek."
"Talk about what?"
"About the case. What happened?"
"I'm trying to find out who really did it. Jacob is innocent, you know. I'm helping prepare for the trial."
David nodded in an understanding way. His wife, Karen, now came out of the kitchen and greeted me briefly, and they all stood together in the doorway like a family portrait.
"Can I come in, David?"
"I don't think that's a good idea."
"Why not?"
"We're on the witness list, Andy. I don't think we're supposed to talk to anyone."
"That's ridiculous. This is America. You can talk to whoever you want."
"The prosecutor told us not to talk to anyone."
"LeJudas?"
"That's right. He said don't talk to anyone."
"Well, he meant reporters. He didn't want you running around making conflicting statements. He's just thinking about the cross-examination. I'm trying to find the truth."
"That's not what he said, Andy. He said don't talk to anyone."
"Yes, but he can't say that. Nobody can tell you not to talk to anyone."
"I'm sorry."
"David, this is my son. You know Jacob. You've known him since he was a kid."
"I'm sorry."
"Well, can I at least come in and we'll talk about it?"
"No."
"No?"
"No."
We locked eyes.
"Andy," he said, "this is our family time. I really don't appreciate you being here."
He went to close the door. His wife stopped him, holding the edge of the door, imploring him with her eyes.
"Please don't come back here," David Yu told me.
He added weakly,
"Good luck."
He removed Karen's hand from the door and gently closed it, and, I could hear, he slid the chain into the lock.